The outbreak began in December. The repeated mingling of people and animals in China means that viral mutations that infect humans are likely to arise there, and mass migration to cities means that they are likely to spread between people. This virus probably originated in bats and passed through mammals such as palm civets or ferret badgers, ending up in Wuhan's wet market where wild animals were on sale. Symptoms resemble flu but can include pneumonia, which may be fatal. About 20% of reported cases are severe and need hospital care. About 2% of them have been fatal. As yet, there is no vaccine or antiviral treatment. The greatest uncertainty is how many cases have gone unrecorded. Primary health care is rudimentary in China, and some of the ill either avoided or were turned away from busy hospitals. Many more may have such mild symptoms that they do not realize they have the disease. Modeling by academics in Hong Kong suggests that as of January 25th, tens of thousands of people have already been infected and that the epidemic will peak in a few months' time. If so, the virus is more widespread than thought and hence will be harder to contain within China. But it will also prove less lethal because the number of deaths should be measured against a much larger base of infections. As with flu, a lot of people could die nonetheless. In 2017-18, a bad flu season saw symptoms in 45 million Americans and 61,000 deaths. Scientists have started work on vaccines and on treatments to make infections less severe. These are 6 to 12 months away, so the world must fall back on public health measures. In China, that has led to the biggest quarantine in history, as Wuhan and the rest of Hubei province have been sealed off. The impact of such draconian measures has rippled throughout China. The spring holiday has been extended, keeping schools and businesses closed. The economy is running on the home delivery of food and goods.